Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Drive Time, Thrive Time. I'm Erin Breeze. I am so delighted to connect with you out on the road of life after divorce. This is a little bonus part two. If you just heard the last episode, I teed up what we're going to talk about, which is our circles. So what I mean by circles, quick little recap, and use this as an opportunity to check in with where you left off with the circles we talked about a week or so ago, a couple weeks, and what I mean by that is making sure that you have a full circle of support around yourself. So if you were drawing this out, the way it would look is you've got you in the middle, and then I like to have at least five circles around you. So it's like a circle of circles. And inside each circle is somebody's name. And so you've got your name in the middle circle. And then if you take that number five, it could be six, could be seven. I want you to have as much support as possible. But you are filling in the name for yourself of the people who are your support team. Really thinking of this as your team. And you know, we're talking about it in the context, of course, of divorce, but this is just important as women, as moms, as humans, that we're conscious and intentional about our support system. We are so separate culturally and societally right now. So often we live separately. There's such a culture of independence that has become, in a way, a culture of isolation for so many people, too many of us. And that could mean that we're geographically separate from family members. It could mean that we just don't have opportunities because of our family, how we have grown to have these little family units. But then sometimes because of the demands, and I was just talking about this with my sister, I'm so fortunate to have an amazing big sister, Amy Breeze Cooper, and she does, I will put a link to her. She's done amazing work with a podcast called Soul Path Parenting. So she is a conscious parenting coach inside of the happy home world. So she does incredible work with all of our clients and also has just incredible resourcing around parenting. And so she and I were just actually yesterday talking about how to be more intentional. We now live so close. I used to live in California. Now we live so close. And with the demands of just kids' schedules, figuring out when to come together. And we very much want to have more intentional time where we are together. That's why it's such a gift to be geographically close again. And so the challenges in modern society for having opportunities for us to be in community are rampant. There's lots of challenges because of the demands of shuttling kids around, the demands of their schedules, the demands of just how we live and how separate we are. So we have to want to get to be even more conscious of who is that, who are my people, who are in my circle of support, and how do I allow myself to ask for support, to ask for help, to receive it. And quick little note, if you're feeling like you notice that you give a lot more than you get in relationships, I would encourage you and invite you to see possibly where are there people who perhaps you've been deflecting, not consciously, but unconsciously deflecting help. Because what I have found, and I'm speaking to this very personally, because one of the greatest gifts my divorce brought me was requiring me to ask for help and learning actually how to ask and receive help. It's something I still work on because part of my coping as a kiddo, for all of us, right? We have certain patterns that form so early, was to be so hyper-independent and I'm happy to help others, but I don't feel comfortable often asking for help. So what happens then is that story, it's a story, becomes our experience that people just, we can't rely on them, or they're not able to give us help, or we don't need their help, or we can do it on our own, or whatever. And so sometimes we have people in our midst that actually have been trying to give us help, and we've been the ones to say, no thanks, I've got it. No thanks. Do you need help? Happy to help, but no thanks, I've got it. And we want to get over that. We want to move past that. We want to heal that. because it does come from a place of a wound, right? Where there was somebody in our lives that either shamed us for needing help or wasn't available to support us when we needed it as a kiddo. And so it was a defense mechanism, became a coping mechanism, right? And it's done its job. It's brought us where we are. It's an aspect of who we are that we can be proud of and honor. And also, we all deserve to be in support. We all deserve to receive help. And I promise you, your relationships will be even fuller and richer when there is reciprocity, both directions. You are giving help and receiving help. They are giving help and receiving help. We want our relationships to have that reciprocity. It's so important. And it just enriches. It enriches our lives. So noticing your circle. So if you are feeling like there's not anybody around you, perhaps look again and look at it through the lens of, where is there somebody that I can either have a brave conversation and make a request and ask, I could really use some help. It could be, again, if you've been deflecting it, that person is kind of like standoffish because you keep saying no, thanks, or I've got it, right? So it could be this beautiful opportunity for you to actually make a request and then allow it in. We want to learn how to allow in support and help. So we were talking about our circles, making sure that you have your circles full of what you need. And sometimes we notice we have a gap where, oh, geez, like I really need somebody to help me with physical health and wellness stuff. And I had talked about Katie Motz, who also works inside the Happy Home World with clients and is our amazing functional medicine coach. So amazing. I never had a person like that on my circles. I didn't know I needed it, right? Sometimes you don't know that you need something until it's happening, until you have a need. And then suddenly you realize there's a deficit, there's a gap, but no problem. The first step is to get clear, and then we can start to find and fill that space. You might need and want to have somebody that's helping you with deeper trauma or abuse from inside your relationship, inside your marriage, or from childhood that's coming forward. Divorce, as with any kind of big life disruption, big change, will often bring forward other unhealed things. So it's such an important time to honor that if there are things that are trauma that you have experienced, that you are resourcing yourself and getting support. So having spiritual guidance, having fitness guidance, having your nutritional guidance, like these are all things that we want to make sure that we have. And of course the list can go on and on. It's what you need, right? It's you getting clear of the things that you need. And I also wanted to talk about so just take a moment and notice, did you fill your circles? Did you update your circles? If you've already had them fill, are they what you need? Is there a new gap because you're in a new stage? Maybe you're now dating and you want somebody to help with dating. I can help you with that, by the way. But wherever you are, you may have a new need and you want to be conscious of that, because then you can set the intention to bring that person in. And it's amazing how once we name it and we state it and then give ourselves permission to have it, that we notice that thing. Like we'll notice a flyer. Sometimes flyers feel so old school, right? You'll notice a flyer at the coffee house board. I did actually find an amazing music instructor for my girls that way just a few years ago. But I do feel like flyers are less and less of a thing. But my point is, like, a neighbor will mention it, a friend will mention it. You'll just notice something. You'll notice because we're always being provided for. We truly are always being provided for. We're just often not looking. We're not looking, not noticing. But we can't look and notice if we haven't given ourselves conscious permission to call that in, to have it, to deserve it. So that's where it starts. And then I also want to talk about this idea of moving people out of your circle. So if you notice, if you were to list like the people closest to you that you have the most frequent or the most sort of depth, so either by frequency of contact with them or depth, doesn't have to be frequency, but you spend the most like kind of deeper time, maybe it's only once a month, but it's like a bestie where you really, you know, get to share and go more deep and have a confidant in that way. Look and see. I would encourage you to write out those top folks and see how does it feel when you write their name. Does it feel light? Does it feel supportive? Does it feel, do you feel in your body when you think of that person that it's nourishing, that it's helping you to heal, that it's honoring you, that this person sees you, believes in you, that you feel better after seeing them, right? Because we want to be really, really aware of who we're spending time with, because energy is contagious. And so if we're around people that bring us down, help, you know, and sometimes it's a little bit, we have to be really honest with ourselves, right? Because some of our friends can be really tempting to spend time with them, but then we notice, ugh, like I really get brought down. Either they're kind of dumping on me or I'm venting on them. I'm doing the dumping. And while there might be a short-term satisfaction in that, ultimately it's keeping me in the same stories. And this is something too we'll talk about on the September 14th webinar. So a little note, make sure you are registered. It is coming up on September 14th, my brand new, all new content. I'm excited to weave this, some really big new things in. We're going to have a packed hour and you don't want to miss it. September 14th, 1 p.m. Mountain, and that link to register will be in the show notes for this. So we want to just be really, really conscious of what the experience that we're choosing, that we're creating and co-creating for ourselves, right? And people play such a, I mean, we're all, humans are all about connection. So people play such a central role in that. So there may be people that you need to move to another ring, just one ring out. Just don't let them be quite so close right now. If when you're honest with yourself, it's really, you know, that it's really bringing you down, or they're in a, they need things from you that maybe isn't appropriate or isn't something that you can offer right now. We want to have healthy boundaries around that and encourage them to build a deeper bench, to build their team, their circles. And maybe what they most need from you is help to identify that they really need some other type of support that they're not getting, and they're kind of needing you to fill that, and it's just not where you can be right now. We have to be so conscious and mindful and protective of our time and our energy, because everything comes from our energy. That's how we create. So if I'm spending time on things that bring my energy down, then I don't have everything I need to create my happy home, to create a life I love, to create things for you, my calling, my purpose, my mission work. Like, so whatever it is for you, you need your energy just for vitality, for our own health, for our own feeling grounded and supported. We need to protect that. So that's the piece that I wanted to add, is this just you being really clear. Is there anybody that needs to move out? And the best way I know how to guide you to do this over the car cast is write a list of the people that you spend the most time with, frequency wise or depth wise, and then feel into how that name feels. How does it feel when you think about time with them? And if it helps you to do a rating, you know, 1 to 10, and you could do it both ways. You could do 10. I want to see, first I'm going to go through my list and see like how supported and held and encouraged and inspired and just, and good. How good do I feel? And, or do it the other way. How depleted do I feel? And see what your numbers look like, right? I mean, they should be kind of a reverse of each other, but it might be interesting to just sort of check it out. Sometimes one or the other is easier. So just see what is easier, to sort of see how depleted they feel or to see how energizing time with them. And I don't mean energizing like you're ready to go, you know, do a Zumba class or whatever it is you like to do, do a big hike, but just, you know what I mean? Like your energy, your inner energy feels lit up, that you feel supported and better, that you feel good and you feel better, not depleted and bad. And see, and then any of those people, we want to lovingly move them out. And it doesn't need to be something super abrupt. You don't have to send them a memo or a text like, you're out. We don't have to do anything like that. We can get really conscious and then be mindful of how you're organizing your time and shared time with people, and just start to make some better choices to move closer to the people that feel good to you. And then if you do need to have a brave conversation with somebody, I can, of course, help you with that. That can be, again, if it's a family member, if it's a friend, depends on the situation. But we can consciously have these communications. And actually, when I guide clients through these kinds of conversations, what comes out on the other side is often better than we can imagine, because so often we have a story about what's going on that's making us depleted in that person's presence, that once we name it and actually get brave and talk about it, we realize, like, oh, we were holding ourselves in a dynamic that maybe they also didn't even like. And then you can have this like big reset with that relationship. Sometimes, not always, but that's, it can help you best directly with that kind of thing. You can always send me questions, by the way, or share with me over email. My email is in the show notes. The best way to connect with me inside the Facebook group, Happy Home Life After Divorce with Erin Breeze. You can DM me there, post something, leave a comment. You can also reach me in the Mighty Network space, because I know not everybody loves their time on Facebook. It can be distracting, noisy, triggering, all kinds of things. So I have both spaces, Mighty Network and Facebook. And all of those links will be in the show notes. You can also email me, the old-fashioned email. Just reply to any of my emails if you're on my list. All right? I love, love, love being out on the road of life after divorce with you. It is a long and winding and wonderful road, because it is our lives, and we have this opportunity to move from our life after divorce breakthrough to moving beyond divorce. And I will be sharing more with you about what being beyond divorce means on the 14th of September. So don't forget to register, and I will see you there. Have a beautiful day, as always, sending you so much love and so much sunshine. Bye.